We're still looking to fully understand prejudice in our society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Keister, assistant professor of sociology at Albright College, looks into the intersection of religion and policy on attitudes toward LGBTQ rights.
When it comes to understanding forms of prejudice in society, homosexuality is clearly one of the most persistent and tenacious forms. Additionally, there's been a long-standing tension between religious beliefs and attitudes towards LGBTQ individuals. Yet over the past decade, we've seen an increase in support for same-sex rights across demographic groups. During the same time frame, we have also witnessed a decline in religious identification and church attendance, particularly amongst millennials, and an increase in people who claim no religion at all. Regardless of these shifts, tensions remain high as witnessed by the Pulse massacre in Orlando, Florida, the anti-trans bathroom legislation passed in North Carolina, and most recently, the violent attack at the Las Vegas Lounge in Nevada. So what is the role of both religious beliefs and policies in shaping attitudes towards LGBTQ individuals? What I found after interviewing people with a variety of sexual and gender identities and across religious affiliations was that religion and policy act as dual mechanisms in attitude formation by affecting who you know and what you believe. I'm intrigued by the implications this study has for the future of pro-equality policies. If religion is a mechanism for producing what people believe, garnering the support of religious leaders in the promotion of such policies may increase public support for such measures. Employing non-religious information about the innate and biological nature of sexuality may also prove useful. With regard to policy as a mechanism for who we know, advocates of pro-equality policies may take away from this project the importance of consciousness-raising and grassroots movements that relay messages of support, normalcy, and provide contact with LGBTQ individuals.
That was Elizabeth Keister of Albright College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.